So as soon as you enter the number one NABO exhibition here at the Gallery of Modern Art in Brisbane, you are welcomed by a spirit house. It towers above you, Meech. It's kind of hanging from the ceiling, and it has amazing, made up of amazing paintings that were done by some guys from CPIC. To tell us more about what we're actually seeing is the curator of this exhibition, Ruth McDougall. Lovely to meet you, and thank you so much for taking us around. Can you explain, I guess, what this particular piece is about and why it's here right at the start of the exhibition?
Okay, so the work is called a Kurom, which is the word for spirit house in the Kwalma language, from the Ambunti Hill, Waskook Hills area of the East Sepik. The work is a work that we commissioned from a group of seven artists from that community in 2011 for the 7th Asia Pacific Triennial, which is the major exhibition that the gallery does that looks at contemporary art from Asia, Australia and the Pacific. So we commissioned that. The seven guys came here to Queensland, to Brisbane, and spent 8 weeks with us creating the work. But before that happened, we spent quite a lot of time with the community in Tongariram, working through the protocols of creating an object like this in a gallery in Brisbane, and also which artists would participate in that process. So for us here at the gallery, it is one of those massive markers of our relationship with Papua New Guinea and its art, and of the ways that we want to work with artists there and community. It's very much about a partnership and a conversation rather than us going in and acquiring and out again. So we have joint ownership, really, of this structure. So very important for us for it to be at the beginning of the exhibition to mark the importance of it as a process for us. It also does nod to the ceiling in Parliament House in Port Moresby. The exhibition's called Number One Neighbour and very much wants to, as well as really celebrate the incredible vibrancy of art in Papua New Guinea, to explore our shared history, the shared history between Australia and PNG. So that nodding to Parliament House in Moresby is really a way of referencing the legacies, I guess, of the Australian administration, which are quite formal.
So the exhibition has been open for about a month now, I believe, and you've talked about that shared history and the relationship between PNG and Australia. What is, if there is one kind of overwhelming either statement or feedback that you know you're receiving from your Australian guests coming and being exposed to this contemporary Papua New Guinean art?
Well, it's quite amazing. I mean, one of the wonderful things for me about this show is every morning I'm stopped by our gallery service officers and they are recounting to me the stories that are coming back through as the audience is leaving, and it's overwhelmingly positive about the audience saying, we never knew that kind of work existed, like we've never really engaged or thought about Papua New Guinea before, I'm going home to do some more research. Just recently I did a talk for our gallery guides and one of them had just done a tour of the show and she said, no, and I went, I have no connection with Papua New Guinea at all, but guess what? My neighbour lives there and he's got this, you know, and so this connections are starting to move back, and the desire to know more, which is what we want. So we're not just relying on those kind of representations that unfortunately are played out quite a lot in our media here in Australia.
Do you have one favourite piece in the exhibition? And if so, can you take me to it and tell me about it?
Okay, that's a really hard question because I do love quite a lot of the works in the show. There are works that I have incredible fondness for because I have a background as an artist myself and as a textile artist. So there is a woven pukpuk right in the centre of the exhibition that is a particular favourite. I also love the works of Mary Gole and of Taloi Havini, both working with pottery traditions. So we can walk through.
All All right, so we are now at the Puk Puk, which is crocodile, for those who don't know. And as Ruth just alluded to, it's actually been woven. So we're standing here, and you might be able to hear in the background as well some beautiful songs, which are also part of the exhibition. But Ruth, can you tell us about this particular Puk Puk and why it stands out to you?
Well, it's a Puk Puk woven by an artist called Angelina Gamwari from the Middle Sepik, and it's a work that we commissioned in 2011 while we were actually on the river commissioning the Men's Spirit House. Angelina was an incredibly retiring woman, very, very modest, very shy, but making these amazingly beautiful woven objects on quite a small scale, though, and that's one of the things we did talk about through the dialogue, making things on a small scale so that they could be sold to tourists. So we started a conversation with Angelina about creating something much larger for us, and we're fortunate to be able to go back up the river and collect it from her some months later. So it's a beautiful object, a beautiful woven, almost looks crocheted, with cowrie shells down the the front of its face, and beautiful large cowrie shells as the eyes. One of the things I love about it is it actually has a tongue, that she's gone to that level of detail. Obviously, Angelina is a woman, and that part of the Sepik is well known for the male initiation practices, where they are scarred with marks that represent the bites of a primordial crocodile. And it was really important to have a kind of balance for other works in the show that engage with that masculine tradition, to have something from a woman. One of the things that I really wanted to do in the exhibition was to celebrate women.
Well, you've certainly done that. It's a wonderful exhibition, and I'm so glad and so privileged to have been able to tour it with you twice now. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Catherine.